We don't need to wait.
Yeah, that's
good. We just got so much GD show waiting to get out of me.
Wow, that is great.
Why did I do that? That's a lie. I have two topics tops, and I need every shred of time I can get.
Okay.
Instead, we jump the gun. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. What the hell, Allison? You normally go, yep, yep, yep. I was waiting for it.
I like dead air.
Instead, I'm just sitting there with my dick in my, you know, metaphorical dick in my metaphorical hand.
Right, right.
All right, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio.
Oh, hi!
Ta-da! Joined by Allison Frank.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
We put out the show twice a week. It's hosted over at inpapasbasement.com. If you do the iTunes thing or subscribe to podcasts at all, just be dandy. If you went to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes, that's a direct link, so you can do the whole subscribe and rating thing.
By you slapping your hand on the desk, you made one of my headphones go out.
Oh, I'm emphatic like that. I'm like an Italian. Passionate.
I guess.
Slappy with my gesticulations.
Oh, my.
Also, if you do Stitcher, if you're a big mobile phone listener to podcasts, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher takes you to the main Stitcher site. And I don't really know the difference. I'm not going to blow smoke up everyone's, you know, what. They're private. But I guess it's better for streaming than iTunes. I don't know. Subscribe on both. I like seeing the playlists
the thing,
go
like,
up
they,
that we're in.
But I think iTunes is so broad. Like, Stitcher is for podcasts, correct? So.
Well, yeah, I guess iTunes has music as well, obviously, and movies. And Stitcher is just podcast-driven from what I gather.
Yeah, and then it lumps categories and all that.
But I think iTunes does that within its podcast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's where the truth that I don't listen to podcasts really slips out. Yeah. And I'm asking you guys, who are ostensibly an audience that
but
shares my
listen.
Core values.
You do listen. You have your
to
favorites.
To do what I don't. The only podcast that I download really actively is This American Life. That's it.
Yeah.
And then I'll listen to Opie and Anthony. But that's like via XM or I'll download it illegally. Did I say that?
Oh, my. That does not sound good.
I guess it. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well,
I instantly regret this, except we live to tape everything.
Oh,
so
that's
that will
true.
Never be edited out in a million years.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be amazed how many podcasts actually go back. I can't tell you. I'll do the Reddit podcast group.
Yeah.
And there's a Facebook podcasters group.
Yeah.
And I'm friends with a lot of podcasters on Twitter.
Right.
You would be amazed how they're like going back and editing the pod. This will take hours. Here's my secret. Don't suck the first time out.
Well, the thing is, like, I've listened to a few and they're just not very good, so they should do some editing.
Yeah, but that's like editing out the hosts themselves. They suck and nothing good can come from them. That's like, well, I have paprika and dog ass.
Oh.
What do you think I can make with this? Well, considering your two base ingredients, probably nothing. You can make the world's worst Twinkie. And maybe a very tan hummus. That's it.
I would make pottery with it. Get it that nice terracotta color. It comes with fertilizer. It's a self-fertilizing pot. That's great.
It could work in that. I suppose it could be utilized in that capacity. I'm just saying it always cracks me up. I cannot tell you how many times I'll see a picture of someone and they'll have like their little Audacity. Well, I use Audacity because I'm broke and cheap.
Yeah.
Well, more cheap than broke. Or Adobe Audition, and it's just all their little sound waves, and they're like, oh, this is, I have to go back and edit every humph and gasp and pause.
Yeah.
Just be good. Just learn to do it.
I
on
actually,
the fly.
With Jerry Moore, who does Monsters Madhouse, I went and saw
his
editing thing.
Whoa. Whoa. Outside plugs?
I'm just saying.
At 2 LA? I'm sorry, how many Papa's Basement plugs have been on Jerry Moore's Monster Madhouse?
I'm sure he plugged some if we went over there, but you're not motivated to do that. So.
I would do it right now. Do I have to wear like dip-ass werewolf face or something?
Yeah. You have to wear the hat your mom knitted you that has like spears coming out.
Could
or whatever.
I just get
blades.
My Sesame Street mask from when I was 5? my Big Bird Sesame Street mask, yeah. and it was like one of those vinyl, yeah. almost lobster bib costumes.
Yeah. And kick yourself in paprika dog poop.
Yeah, it was a great mask. Now that I've seen Eyes Wide Shut, that's pretty much what it was based on, I'm guessing.
That was a horrible movie, by the way. Just horrible. It was not good.
I've seen a really, really complex analysis of it online.
Yeah.
Like, when you understand, I guess, how much he put visually into it, it's kind of interesting. Like, whenever he goes into the occult world, there's always stars on the walls.
Yeah.
Whenever he's in the Christmas time world, there's, like, rainbows on the walls and a lot of brightly colored lights, like, the entire spectrum. It's very weird.
But we're not film people. So
no, we're not.
Who is that catering to? Like, you want an audience, and then it went in the crapper. So you're not getting your money back.
It is catering to the 36 people who will still...
I mean, I get art for art. And, you know, people say, you know, I don't know art, but I know what appeals to me. And that's what... If he wanted to blow $1 bazillion and have Kidman and Cruise in it and just... You know what I mean? But that's...
Well, I think Stanley Kubrick has that core of people who are just... They hear his name, and it's like, oh, I've plumped, and my nipples are erect.
But he's dead, so.
He's very dead at this point. And I'm not saying he isn't the tease. He's pretty damn good.
I mean, he's done some good
There's a big
stuff,
statement for me. Stanley Kubrick, not bad behind a camera. Stop the presses right there. Just mash that big red button.
Oh, goodness. I'm actually reading this book, Rob Lowe's autobiography, or Stories He Only Tells His Friends, or something like that.
What's it called?
I've been reading it for like 4 years.
So. He just made a new one, like, a month ago, because I heard him plugging it on Stern.
Oh, really? Well, it's actually quite fascinating.
So
and it's very well
written.
So I guess
you've got a second one.
That'll take me another 6 years to get through.
No offense.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're stupid.
Right.
Or that I even think you're stupid.
Go right ahead. I don't care.
I cannot picture you reading without dragging your index finger along each word and sounding it out phonetically.
I actually was reading outside yesterday while I enjoyed a meal. I couldn't believe it either.
What?
I was like, somebody take my picture.
Stop making that sound like all regal and classy. I was reading outside while enjoying a meal. You were eating a can of beefaroni with a spork.
I don't actually
uncooked,
do that.
Mm-mm. Sitting in a backyard in West Virginia.
No, I wasn't
probably
actually.
Probably pelvis deep in tics.
I was in Fun Facts.
And you were in Fairfax.
Correct, yeah.
Home of this show.
Correct.
Yeah. Our glorious WRLD studios.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so in the book he was talking about...
And he didn't come by.
Coppola.
Oh, okay.
And he was saying how he was kind of a front runner for kind of calling in the shots. A lot of, you know, back then a lot of the directors were on set calling the direction and so forth, but he was actually getting a video feed in a trailer and would just call the shots from where he was. And now pretty much he says that's how it's all done. But anyhow, I thought that was interesting.
Wait, okay. Back it up a second.
Yeah.
And this isn't me doing this for comedic effect.
Okay.
I know a director directs the film. Producer
Correct.
Is the money guy.
Right.
And every so often the producer's like, oh, I want that dame to star. She has a rocking set of curves, you see?
Okay.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Director... He's not in a chair with his name on it and a megaphone, or he's not.
Some are, and those are like old school, and that's like an old
that's
school.
That's like Cecil B. DeMille.
That's correct.
Okay.
But now they're just in another room, but they are essentially on set because they're seeing everything, and then they'll, you know, you'll do a scene, but they'll do a scene 20 times, 30 times mm-hmm. or whatever. And he was talking about how the hours are on set, but how he was one of the first directors that actually kind of was a front runner with technology and his directing, and he was talking about that on the set of
so he wasn't sitting in like one of those cranes that has a camera.
No, he was just sitting on a sofa in a trailer somewhere.
In a trailer.
Yeah, well, they were doing fake rain on them, you know, out there freezing to death.
So he's almost like a centralized replay booth for the NFL or something like that. Like he's watching all these monitors. He's like, do this over, do that over.
Yeah. And he said too, after he had been on set, you know, his thing that was like his first big role and he didn't really want to disappoint. And everyone
was
there.
What was that, Rumblefish? Or no, Outsiders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stay golden, pony boy.
I've actually never seen it. And You're going to be astonished.
I've only read it.
But I've never read the book.
Oh, I had to. I finally found it online because for some reason I got really captivated by that young adult masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I guess all the other sixth graders had to read it last summer. So I couldn't get it at the local library.
Oh,
again, I am a effing toddler at heart. Mommy, take me. They have the new Garfield book at the library.
So
there's a highlights magazine with that cover on it where I could urinate on it and it just bounced right off.
Oh, that is not nice.
What is that cover?
I don't know. Of highlights?
No, just that plastic thing that they put on every magazine. It makes the magazine, which is worth 49 cents, yeah. It will be disposed of at the end of the month, look like a priceless artifact.
Well, it is.
Like, there should be papyrus with the original script of Moses in that crap.
Anyhow, he was saying while on set, like, everyone had this, you know, they were eager to please and they wanted to be in Coppola's favor.
This sounds like the thing he just released. Are you sure he didn't buy this 2 weeks ago and you're not a retard?
I'm coming back from the future.
Okay.
That's what this is. I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, that's creepy.
Spoiler alert!
When do the Skins next win the big one? When?
As if my silver jumpsuit didn't give it away.
And just that Jordy LaForge one-piece shade.
That's right. Anyhow, so he said he kind of summoned up the courage after being on set for, I don't know, a couple weeks or something, and he had kind of a moment with the director, which was kind of rare because he was off in this streamlined trailer or whatever most of the time calling the direction, but no one really got, like, hands-on with him.
He sounds like Massa in his plantation.
Anyhow, so he comes out, and I think it's time for maybe one of Rob Lowe's close-ups or something, and he says to Coppola, "You know what? I really wanted to tell you. We were at the hotel last night and Godfather came on and I just love that movie." And he said to him, he says, "You know, to me, Godfather's like a lamp." Right? And so here's 15.
He loves lamp.
So here's 15-year-old Rob Lowe going, "I don't really lamp."
Like, what a dong to a 15-year-old.
But no,
fat
but
Dago.
But what he said it took him years to kind of understand what he meant by that. And what he meant by that is for us who, the moviegoers, going
into. Yeah,
it
means a lot. To him, it's like a dump he took after spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, I mean, for him, it's something that he did. It's a work of art and behind the scenes and the work that went into it. But he can never appreciate it.
Well, that's how I feel about our every episode.
That's right.
Like, people, you know, they'll hit me up and they're like, "Brilliant,
yeah,
not strong enough a
so
word."
So he's like, "You know, I get it. It's a thing. It's, you know, it's kind of like an object, you know. It's a lamp to him. You know, you love the lamp. You like the lamp. It served a purpose. You know, he made some money. And he can just, he has a whole different perspective on it, you know."
Again, I'm not putting this show on par with The Godfather. You did that.
Right.
The audience does that. I won't do that.
No.
Little presumptuous on my part.
That's right, yeah.
But I can't go back and listen to this ever.
I mean,
here's where you make a joke about that. No one else can. But I can't. It's because it's something I did, and it was in the moment. And my perspective fundamentally is the person creating it. Even if I go back, like, I'll hear chunks now and again. Like, someone will play a clip, like, especially Irina. She loves to go back and relive episodes and crap. I'm like, "That's so weird." Like, you might as well be just masturbating to yourself in the mirror.
I saw a good thing on Instagram the other day, and it was a picture of the sink. And above the sink, there was no
mirror. Is that how Coppola feels about Godfather 2?
No, above the sink, there's no mirror, and it says, "You look just fine." So in your mind, you look just fine.
And it works. It works.
Who needs mirrors?
It was a piece of drywall washing his hands. Like, I am spotless.
I'm saying there was a sink there, but you don't need to check yourself because you're fine. It's fine.
Screw that.
You can't unring that bell. It's
we haven't had
done.
Mirrors except in the last, like, 150 years. I'm going to enjoy them.
Oh, goodness. I think a lot more people should, to tell you the truth. Either that or they don't have friends, you know?
So why did you bring up Rob Lowe? I actually have an article that has him mentioned.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I brought him up because you were talking about whatever you were talking about.
By article, I mean a list of 10 things. That's what journalism is today.
But the book is really well written, and I like his little stories. And actually, the more I read it, the more I wish, like, I knew Patrick Swayze. Like, he just is like this. Not only was he
so
gifted.
Let me get this straight. We've lost probably, like, countless Dalai Lamas.
Yeah.
And who is the old Indian bitch? The nun, Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And you're focusing on the loss of Ghost.
Yes. Mm.
Elvis died. Winston Churchill no longer among the living. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Jesus, we'll meet him when we go to heaven.
I want the man who took baby out of the corner.
Swayze, who knows where he is?
You know what I mean? I mean, if there is a heaven, he's there. The movie showed us that.
No, I'm just saying his portrait. And, you know, it's funny, like, when you go back and there could be 10 people at a party and then an event can take place and you talk to those 10 people and 10 people have an entirely different interpretation of it.
The Rashomon effect.
Yes. And so with Swayze, his perception and his portrait of him in this book just makes him seem like he's just flawless. Like he's just the coolest guy ever.
Here are the only things I'll say about that. Yeah. One, from everything I've heard,
yeah,
Rob Lowe is the most positive man ever. More so than Magic Johnson. I mean, everything, that Chris Traeger character he plays on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Where he's like, that is literally the best idea I have ever heard.
Yeah.
That's how he is in real life.
Yeah.
I mean, just take it down one notch.
Okay.
Second, what good would come of him besmirching the dead? Like, even if Patrick Swayze died owing him $10,000,
yeah,
do you think Rob Lowe is going to sit down and touch the quill, that dirty peacock feather, to his tongue?
No, but I don't think everyone, I mean, everyone in the book is just shown with a glowing, I mean, most people are. I mean, he has had, and that's kind of like,
I wish he had a second pancreas so he could have gotten cancer in that one as well.
But he just talks about how he arrived on the set and he was just so good at everything. And then they had to do some like sparring and they were doing some mock like jujitsu or something.
Sparring?
And, yeah.
On the set of
The Outsiders. Yeah. And so they put him in.
Those 50s toughs.
I know. And so I guess Swayze was all in it. And there came a thing where he had to do backflips. And I guess Tom Cruise was like a real go-getter and, you know. Well, anyhow, but he paints Matt Dillon kind of like a douchebag.
Kids in the 50s didn't have Bruce Lee. I'm puzzled by this. And Matt Dillon, he said on Stern, was just a pahoon hound.
Yes, that's right.
How can you paint that as a douchebag? That's a guy getting it done.
Well, and that's pretty much, they kind of idolized him for that.
Yeah,
but when
exactly.
They came, when it came to being on set and them having to do, like, rehearsing their lines and everything, he just was sitting there smoking. And when they had to do, like, the mock.
Did he have the same size teeth as he did on the set of Something About Mary? Just those big tombstones?
No, but they talk about they had to do this mock football, and they had to play like real street football players, you know, and they just were saying, like, here's us, all these...
Code black.
All of us Hollywood, you know...
White people.
Right. He's like, I'm sure that they just wanted a story, and we're just going to get crushed because they just want to kill us, literally.
I bust Rob Lowe's spleen.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what he said.
It's funny, because that was another white guy I was doing an impression of. Don't stereotype. Don't be racist.
But Matt Dillon's just over there with a bag of Marlboros in his boombox.
I love it.
But he said,
so he was,
know,
like Sonny Jurgensen. Like, he was an old-timey quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting asses kicked out there. I really need to crush a half pack.
But I guess, like Tom Cruise, he's kind of like, you know, like the sofa jumping and all that, like he was that way back then, just all full of zeal. And he's like, doing backflips, let's try it. Let's try it again.
Who's Swayze or Rob Lowe?
This is Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you said he was like Tom Cruise. I would assume Tom Cruise is like Tom Cruise, but who
no,
else?
No. I mean, Swayze and Cruise were pretty gung-ho, you know. And I guess Swayze's just good at everything. And they had to do another scene where they had to all
night. I know
night.
One thing he wasn't good at. Not dying of cancer.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Not having Michael Landon's pancreas. Oh, yeah. Oh. I remember what kills the celebs.
Oh, no.
I went deep on that. Wikipedia. Oh. And then go, holy ass, did he do that? The answer is yes, he did.
This is terrible. Poor things. Anyway, but it is fascinating. It's a good read. He tells a lot of these stories and you kind of wonder how things are made and all that. And, you know, he was there and he just paints a nice portrait, a nice story. So
Allison's
well done.
Book corner. Nice 15 minutes down the esser.
I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. I'm going to give me a second. I'm going to look up the name of the Rob Lowe book. You tell me if this is what you're eating.
It's called, I think it's called like Stories I Only Tell My Friends or something like that.
Rob Lowe book.
Yeah.
There's Stories I Only Tell My Friends and then Love Life. Oh, yeah. That's the new one. Love Life.
Oh, I gotcha.
Where I guess he talks about banging a lot, but he was just regurgitating the stories that you were telling right here.
Yeah.
On Stern, acting like those were in Love Life.
Maybe they kind of all bleed together. Oh, because
so
you
he
know,
reveals he effed Patrick Swayze in the next one.
Probably. Which it sounds like everyone wanted to, because he's just, and when they were all just going out for tail and everything, I guess because Swayze was married at the time, he was the only one, but he was also had 10 years on everyone else. They're all 15. He's 25, but I guess he was good at ballet. He was good at dancing. Yeah. He was good at cooking. He was good at martial arts. He was good at, you know, whatever.
So he would like pirouette and high kick.
Yes.
And then grab his cupcakes from the oven and then go home to his wife.
And that's pretty much what Rob Lowe says. Wow. He's like to do a small list, you know, and he listed these things like Patrick Swayze. But he goes, I'm sure there's more, but, you know, this book is not Patrick Swayze's book. So, yeah. But, yeah, it was fascinating. I mean, I haven't read the whole thing. I'm about halfway through.
Well, you've only had 4 years.
I know. Something like that. It's been a while. Oh, goodness.
No, I found a list on CNN of sexy celebs in their 50s. Ooh.
Oh, my. Okay. Well,
we'll flip through a few.
Okay.
Because I love these lists.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of time.
Okay. Yeah.
And anytime sexy is mentioned, who doesn't like it? Like the first, Elle McPherson.
Yeah, she's cool.
She looks screwable as hell still.
Yeah, that's a great photo.
The thing
too.
Is, it's a great photo. B, yeah. Christ knows what knife work has gone into this.
But who cares? We've already talked about that. Like, if you have the means, you
well,
should do it.
Well, if you have good knife work.
Okay.
Don't look like... Who
Tori
is
Spelling.
Who is it? Meg Ryan? Looks like a baboon with herpes now?
Oh, no. It's, what's her face? Antonio's wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Melanie Griffith.
Griffith does too, but Meg Ryan, I think, also
she
did
looks
the same
like she
thing.
She has those waxed lips.
Yeah. No, she looks like some like Brazilian street corner surgeon just took caulk. Yeah. And an X-Acto knife.
It's just not good.
And it was like, hold on while you get your pedicure.
Yeah.
Two birds.
Yep. What's that stuff that you were talking about? Oh, epoxy. And they just epoxy back her eyes. Just like, are my eyes behind my ears?
I want to look like a deer. I want a 340 degree viewing radius.
That's right. Like a fish.
I want them on the sides of my head.
Crazy.
I used to love Elle McPherson. She was never like my top tier pick,
yeah.
But she was the hot stuff
right
when I was coming
but
of my
own. But she's 50 years old or above 50. So.
In a masculine sense, if you will.
Yeah.
I remember when Sirens came out. That was a big thing because she was naked in it.
Oh,
it was apparently a decent movie, actually. It was about like these three broads that were like the muses of some painter circa 1920. And it was like a big deal. Because at the time, I think she gained 20 pounds for the role to look old-timey.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone made, Elle McPherson gained weight. You realize she's like 110 pounds and 6'14", right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
Really went nuts with the weight. Okay, so then there's Ian Ziering.
Oh, gross. I mean, I don't like him. And they're not even showing him like he is balding, so.
Well, I just, he's got that hairline that I'll be courting soon enough, where you, that little forward advancement, the widow's
peak.
Actually,
none of those guys on 90210 were anything for me. Just none of them.
Oh, during their heyday?
Nope.
You didn't like the poor man's James Dean? And that's the actor, not the porn star?
No, with his squinty face. He looks like a squished Barbie doll head. Like if you just pinch the size of a Barbie doll's head.
Well, that's
head.
How they always characterized him on
and
The Simpsons.
And he's all squinty. And
if you want to know how old The Simpsons are.
Yeah.
Their first few seasons.
I was in nursing school.
And I want to say maybe four seasons in.
Yeah.
It was timely for them to make 90210 references.
Yeah.
That shocks me.
I mean,
that's like Bart should be picking up a trilobite.
No, he should. Yeah.
And being like, this was in my front yard. That's how effing old the show is.
Yeah.
I think there deserves
22 years at least.
Yeah. I was.
Because I was in nursing school and I remember one of my patients making a reference to it. And I never watched it then either.
It was the summer before I went into smart kid class.
Yeah.
So it was I was 9, 10,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Because the first episode is he goes to a magnet school for smart kids, and I saw that like the summer before. I had to do the same.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's awesome.
But I mean, for being over 50, I mean,
I think there should be a separate list for men and women. I'm sorry.
No, they really should. Yeah.
Age poorly.
Some do, and some most, do not.
Most. And I'm not saying
that. And
average...
I think that is kind of mainstream, and they'll say, well, guys get distinguished, you know, with the gray and all that. Yeah.
And it's mainstream because it's 100% true. And anyone who would have you buy otherwise is a fool. Like the way that women age well is they just look shockingly young for their age.
No, and I think those women just don't wear heels and they stay in a cave and, you know what I mean? They're not outside. The women that look rough is. You know, they've
they
had
stay out of the light
kids,
to their point, their eyes become vestigial like a cavefish. They're just purple and translucent.
I'm just saying, like, you, to preserve it. I mean, but women do a lot of things to themselves where they think they're helping their looks and they're just hurting themselves with a lot of cosmetics and, you know, beauty serums and snake oils and surgeries and, you know,
I do
stuff.
Love that my girlfriend just goes out and suns all the time with no lotion.
I can't believe she's so fair complected. I can't believe
she
can get
really
away with that.
Smart. Really smart. She's not going to look like a effing 7-Eleven hot dog at age 45.
I mean, we kind of made jokes about your mom's like 9 feet circumference hat and the umbrellas that she brought all of us. But you know what? Your mom looks pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's like
for being like
if she put two handles on it, she could fly it like Inspector Gadget did.
Yeah, Ian's earring, he just doesn't churn my butt. But he didn't churn my butt really when I was young either. That's
no,
not my
but he looks
look.
Really good for a 50-year-old.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
A dude, I'm firmly convinced if you took a dude who still had his hair, because really that's the only way a dude
it really does make a
can
difference.
Look
since
fugly.
We had that conversation, we were talking about Jared Leto, and he's 42 or 44 or something
like
that.
Yeah, and you know what makes him look good? A, he's thin, and B, he has an incredible hairline. That's it.
I mean, he does have a lot of
if you want
hair.
To be a good-looking dude, keep your hair and keep thin. That's it. And if you're losing your hair, just shave it.
I guess. I mean, people don't really have to shave it. I'm not a fan of, you know, with Letterman.
Thin George Costanza is still not sexy.
With George or David Letterman's just soul patch on in the middle of his forehead. I would just take that off.
Yeah, no, I am looking at that eventually happening to me, and I'm just going to start bicking it.
Yeah, I mean, why keep that? I mean, the rest is gone, you know. And my dad's balding and my dad's
done things.
It's
like the French when the Blitzkrieg just went around them and there are like little pockets left. Just surrender, man. It's what you're good at.
But I asked my dad, I said something about, oh, you don't have a hair dryer. Like I needed a hair dryer. And my dad said, oh, yeah, I still got a hair dryer. Actually, I have two. And I was like, you have two hair dryers, but you have no hair. And he goes, you know, for the memories. And he just puts his hand like he's a greaser doing his,
oh,
and he's
no.
got one
his
hair
pompadour.
Way up. Yeah. Just, you know, pretending to comb his, you know, illustrious locks.
Number 3 on this list, Rob Lowe. Again, it's not fair.
Yeah. But he never really was my thing either. But I
look at what he has, though. He's thin and full head of hair.
But Ian Ziering does not. I mean, when you see him in other photos, he's got like 3 sprigs of hair.
Okay, but in this photo, all it looks like has happened is his hairline has receded. And that's fine. Like, who is it from Law and Order? Chris Maloney?
I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's handsome.
Somehow, he doesn't even appear... Because he's balding.
Except he might be short. Is he short? I don't know.
I don't think he's short. He looked tall on Veep compared to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but everyone would.
That's right.
Literally everyone. She is a dwarf, which I love.
Oh, he's 6 foot. He's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, he's handsome.
So Sharon Stone.
She was just in the movie. I saw the movie yesterday, Fading Gigolo, and she is in it smoking hot.
I remember
Rip
when
roaring,
basic
smoking hot.
If you here's all the testament you need to her keeping it together. When did Basic Instinct 2 come out? Hell, she was old for that, and that was like 07 or some crap. I remember when footage of her nude scene from that, and she wasn't showing her gash to keep it classy.
Right.
It was just like some her TNA and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I was 15. I got some footage of that.
Yeah.
And just whacked it. Like, you know the last time I whacked it to a celeb nude scene? Good
I mean,
Lord. Probably Elle McPherson in Sirens.
No, she is absolutely stunning. And she has a full nude scene. You don't see Beaver, but you see all the rest. You know?
I can live with that.
But it's very, it's not like a subtle kind of nudity. It's just blatant.
Bent over and gaping.
Madonna should not be on there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Madonna looks...
I mean, she looks good in photographs, and she does take care of herself, and she's got one of those.
I respect all she does.
Hard bodies, but when you
she also got a hard face. She got the face that matches.
Yeah, it's a hard face.
And she has the veiny old lady.
Oh, I don't like it.
Woman hands.
Yeah,
like
good.
If that wrapped around me down there.
I mean,
and just, I look down.
I mean, you're not thinking, oh, this is tight. This is so great. I could be here forever. You're no. Like, oh my God, I want to chew it off and run.
Well, you'd feel like all of a sudden you're like six. You're like, what is Grandma doing to me? No. Hard candy, not worth it.
No.
It really would feel like molestation.
Speaking of that, when I saw this movie, Fading Gigolo, there was a lady, and I swear she was not younger than 85, sitting right beside me. And then she came and
was she working one out? Or
no, but she was unwrapping a hard candy. Oh. And that was her treat. And I was making some jokes because she sat down beside me, and I said, hey, if you're going to sit beside me, you know we have to hold hands. And she goes, all right, honey.
Like, and did you put hers in the popcorn?
No, I made some joke.
Bottom?
Like, if there were any scary scenes, you know, then she could hold my hand. And then her son pipes up and says, this is Woody Allen. There's not going to be any scary scenes. And I say, well, you know, if there's inappropriate things, then I'll cover your eyes. And he goes, well, that's going to be a given. But it's actually not Woody Allen's movie. It's John Turturro's movie. So
what the hell was this again?
Called Fading a Gigolo. The movie's not that very. It could have been better. You know, I really did like the beginning.
I hate actor directors. I'm just putting that out there.
No, I like some. I really do. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. I loved Garden State. Did Zach Braff do everything in that?
Ugh. You used to like it when I was younger.
But you know what? I did see a candid thing with Zach Braff, and I used to really like
him. His open fly?
No, and he's a douchebag, apparently.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, like a super douche.
No
yeah.
kidding. He is so obviously the ugly dude who never got any, and then he gets a shred of fame, and every chick is like, he's so cute and disarming, and he's nebbishy, but not in the, you know, the whole Woody Allen way. And, like, you just know.
He seems likable on TV or whatever, but then they did this prank on him where they vandalized his car, and he just went.
I'll be honest, that's not exactly a great prank.
No,
we killed your cat.
Yeah, okay, but it's not.
Get it?
Not your cat, and it's a vehicle. And once it's done, like, why would you? And they were kids. They were little kids. And people were trying to talk them down.
Why are you making me side with this prick? So little kids destroyed his car.
Yeah. And so he was going to go bananas. And he's like, do you know who I am? Do you know how much this costs? And blah, blah, blah.
Okay, that's douchery again. Yeah. But you would probably hear me saying that about a 2002 Camry.
But I'm saying you have the means and it's done. Just call the police and let them handle it. You don't need to just, like, you're going to pummel these little kids. And that's what it was. He was going to give these kids a beatdown.
Well, that's awesome because they can't fight back. They're little. That's like a scene from last night's Silicon Valley.
It's not good.
It's great. The fat guy, I forget his name, with a beard walks up after a kid challenged his friend, walks up and on TV just smacks a kid across the face. I'm like, that is balls in comedy. When is the last time you saw an adult smack a kid?
Do you know what? There was this scene, and I talked about this before, in the Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart. And
he's an old man, not a kid. Don't see where this is going. Continue.
There's a bar scene, and in it, that's where that sign was, badges,
we don't need no stinking badges.
And that's where it came from. Yeah. And so there's a bar scene in the beginning, and he's kind of hard up, and there's this gold rush going around, but he doesn't have the money to start it, and he wants to hook up with somebody, and he's not getting paid. Anyhow, this kid comes up to him, and for like a lottery ticket.
Chiclet.
And he's like, hey, do you want this ticket? And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, get out of here, kid. Like, don't bother me or whatever. And he's like, hey, if you get these tickets, you know, if we win, blah, blah, blah. And he said, didn't I tell you to get out of here? And he just takes his full glass and just shoves it in the kid's face. I was just like, what?
Enough cruelty to like kids and the elderly and all that stuff.
I was like, oh my gosh, like this is just ridiculous. Like I just couldn't believe
it's
it. And I
so
laughed
taboo.
Through the whole movie. And my mom's like, I don't understand.
Just that one scene.
Well, it's that scene and there's the prospector's funny. And there's just a lot of humor in there. And then there's one scene where his buddy, you know, they split up the gold and they're going their separate ways, but the buddy tries to take him and Bogart takes him out. And it was like, he just left me out there like a poison dog. And I was like, how many poison dogs are just roaming around that's a comparative? You know what I mean? Just left me here like a poison dog. Like, how about a poison human? Because that's really, you know, anyway. Who's this? Who's that old? That looks
this
like,
is Ellen Barkin, who 10 years
oh,
ago.
Oh, I don't like her.
Was,
do not
was
like
playing
her. Swoozy Kurtz, don't like her either. I want to punch I want to punch her in the face.
I mean, her name alone. Swoozy.
She paid, I think she played Punky Brewster's mom. And she's done countless other roles. God, and I just want
to
punch her in the face. And I don't like Kira Sedgwick either.
A woman. Kira Sedgwick's got a weird dome. Nice body. But
I don't really like her acting. I don't like her face.
Hold on. Just a moment of silence. I need to punch up Punky Brewster.
That's Soleil Moonfry.
Soleil Moonfry. Yeah. That's not a hippie name. Oh, God. I know she got a reduction, but Jesus. why?
Yeah, she's pretty cute. She's so tiny, though. She's like 5 foot or something like that,
I
think. I
can tell
you
two places she wasn't.
That's true.
Oh, my God. They were huge. I don't know if there's many photos of her before. Yeah, for those that don't know who I'm talking about, because this is going deep.
Yeah.
Deep in the wank tank.
That's who people say I look like. Like if she were an Amazon. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can see it in a photo or two, I guess. Yeah. But she's whiter.
Yeah. But I had more freckles when I was younger, too. I mean, I still have that, but, you know, not as bad anymore.
Soleil Moonfry. Yeah. If you know Punky Brewster, she grew up, and was she like a double F or something insane? Like, I mean, just...
I don't know. Even a double D when you're that
jugs,
small. Yeah.
Jugs like you would not believe.
But she said that
she
was so...
And she got him lopped off.
Yeah, she was
And she
so
was not fat, either.
No.
Like, she was just... Like God just came in the same way, like he touched the arm of Nolan Ryan. He touched the chest of Punky Brewster in the womb and was like, believe. And sure enough.
Yeah.
Oh, she whacked him off.
But she said she was like very self-conscious about it and would just cover
whatever.
Up and all the time. Yeah.
That is why women suck. Oh, it's so self-conscious. You know who you didn't hear saying that? John the Wad Holmes.
Well, they said that
he was like, look at this gift. I'm going to put it on camera for everyone to see. You got $20. I'm going to wank it in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, but that's like there was this meme going around and it's the inventor of this bra that prevents movement of breasts and kind of reduces them and keeps them in place. And so there's no bouncing with movement and no cleavage, no whatever. And they're like, oh, and all the guys are like, well, we're just going to kill this man. Like, why would you do that?
Yes.
Why would you invent such a thing?
Yeah.
Like, we want them to bounce. We want them to move. We want them to jiggle.
If you're a big fat fatty.
Right.
And you're having back issues.
Right.
And really no one wanted to do you anyhow. Even then, just know if you're chopping them away.
Yeah.
You're going to decrease your chances even more. Like, just put that money into lipo for the rest of you. What's wrong?
But she didn't need lipo.
Get a stronger, get a second spine installed. I don't care.
That's right.
Take the spinal erector cadavers off of someone else. Give yourself a camel hump in the back to hold all the rest up. I don't care.
Yeah.
But why would you screw with that? Like, I get it.
I don't know. I would take mine off.
There was a chick who was on Gone Wild, my favorite site, Reddit Gone Wild, my favorite thing ever.
Right.
And I mean, she was a brilliant chick. She, according to what she was posting, she was like going for a doctoral program, something like that.
Yeah.
And she had the biggest naturals, and her every other post was like, these are just a curse. I need to get rid of them. Meanwhile, her every fourth post was her like barely concealing these things in lingerie, and everyone was listening to her every word solely because she had these. The world is filled with chicks who are smart and don't have monstrous boobs. Put that together.
I wish I could relate.
If you're so smart, understand why we're paying attention to what you say, dummy.
If only I could get someone to look at my juices. That's what I'm saying. If only.
Oh,
if only there was a gateway to get people to
That's
look at
I'm
my
saying.
Juice.
Like, as much as these women think they understand, like, okay, some guys might be turned off by me doing this.
Yeah.
It's not some guys. It's every guy ever.
Yeah.
The dead.
That's right.
They have an issue with you doing this.
Well, you can have Ellen Barkin. She has no
boobs. No. She's starting to thin at her temples. She looks like my uncle.
She looks like a White Walker.
I don't like it. Of course, Clooney.
I mean, you get that.
Iman at 58 is starting to look old, but then you got to realize that's 58 for Christ's sake. Michelle Pfeiffer aged pretty well.
Yeah.
Although she's starting to have like a Maureen Ponderosa dead tooth. Mm. I don't know what's up with that. Little yellowing right there.
I don't know. She looks fine there.
I mean, I realize I have the teeth of like one of those beavers you see where they got their head on the wall at the park. It's like this one lived a long life. You can tell from his mighty incisors.
Actually, for
and
you,
the bottoms look like they're just scrubbed in earwax.
As much food as you chew through, there'd be nothing but numb. This one loved to eat. That's his story.
Valerie Bertinelli, like, she's still chubby. I don't get really how she's...
No, she looks like she's 12, though. Like, even in her live interviews, I mean, she just really does have...
No,
like,
she looks like a 12-year-old who's bitten by a vampire and is like 500 but never really aged. She has this horrible fat person mischievous look, too.
But she's not really fat. Like, it's that same thing. Like, she's probably used to being 90 pounds when in
her
heyday.
Who is the fat little rascal? I don't... She looks like him in a wig.
Porky. Is it Porky?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Man, was his name just Fatty or something? They didn't beat around the bush back then.
Porky's not really beating around the bush.
Fat little rascal. Our gang. Yeah. Come on.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm seeing pictures of him, the little sow.
Yeah. Isn't his name Porky? I don't know.
Oh, God. He's a real fatso. I mean, that's what she looks like.
Oh, not the super fat one. He had a different name.
Super Porky?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that fatso.
Oh. But what's his name?
Son of a bitch. I'm trying to find out. Hold on. Cast of Our Gang.
Yeah.
I always forget it's actually called that. Okay. Oh, wait. Why am I flipping
over? Oh, gosh. Now what did you do?
Spanky?
Oh, Spanky.
Was Spanky the fatso?
No, Porky.
Porco?
Porky. This is my mom would kill me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, the ravages of time.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up Cast of Our Gang on
Google. Why would you do that?
It's just pictures of them.
You're just going to want to start digging
horrible.
A hole in dirt and putting yourself in it.
Look at Eugene Gordon, a.k.a. Lee.
Oh, I don't know Lee.
Oh, that's someone who lives in Northern California and does bad things to young girls.
Well, while we're on this celebrity kick, you might as well do this 20 celebrities or whatever, 10 celebrities that everyone hates, and see if you agree with that list, too.
All right.
The first one on the list here.
Oh, you have the list?
Yeah.
Look at you bringing prep to the show. You surprise me. You tell me what's going down, young lady.
Number 20 is Jonah Hill.
I hate him.
He didn't bother me. Apparently, one of the things is he did this humorless smug fest about that he could have made $1 billion doing every big comedy of the last 10 years. But he didn't, in order to kind of do a formula for a whole another life for himself, he said, you know, because he's
what? Been, what kind of pothead prattling crap is that? I could have been in everything that was big ever.
Julia Roberts, she's number 19. My mother hates her.
Hate her.
My mother hates her. She doesn't bother me.
Jonah Hill rubs me the wrong way. Don't find him funny. Julia Roberts, I never got the whole sexuality of her. No. I tried to borrow my friend's copy of Flatliners and jack off to her bra scenes as a kid.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean,
Kiefer was always on camera too quickly.
I did watch her again in Aaron Brockovich, and I didn't really...
That was the one where she's supposed to like be her most effable.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even then.
I cannot see. Anne Heche. She's on here.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no, not Anne Heche. I mean, Anne Hathaway. Sorry.
I hate her, but I'd screw her. Like, I find her really hot. She's very unlikable.
Yeah, she's very unlikable.
Very needy. Also, you know what? She did the zero commitment version of breast removal.
Yeah.
Mastectomy with that haircut.
Ugh. She's just... And I guess the disliking, it says disliking Anne has become so popular that they...
So popular, Hathaway. I see what you did there.
Anyhow, she admitted to herself, to people, saying that my impression is that people needed a break from me. And I just, after Les Mis.
Well, she's supposedly a huge C. Like, it's not so much what you see on stage that bugs me. She's a dumb actress in a role. What do I care? But she did that Oscars thing.
Yeah.
Was it the one with the guy that tried to bang all the 12-year-olds via Instagram? I guess she was 17. It was just one.
Oh, I don't know.
James Franco.
Oh, yeah.
And they did that horrible, was it Oscars or Emmys or something?
Like a whole nude picture practically of
himself.
Yeah, he's
almost got his dong flopped out.
Yeah, it's just his hand there. I just saw that the other day.
I hate how they're like, oh, it's a nude photo. And no, it isn't. It's the same.
Yeah, but when you have a team of people
genitals
around you, you know what I mean? It's like
anytime
Geraldo
I hear,
doing that thing.
Anytime I hear
you didn't
like,
see Geraldo's junk either, but I mean
that wasn't a nude photo.
I know,
if
but
I hear
still, that's
Christina
just too much.
Christina Aguilera goes topless, I better see a GD areola. That's all I'm saying. Like, if it isn't...
Well, that's what the Miley Cyrus, they said, oh, look at her.
She's naked on a wrecking ball. Oh, really? Did I see some gash?
No, they were saying she was naked.
I said
while
that
getting...
really quickly, like a Canadian, because I was going to go with Gashola, and I just went Gash, eh?
No, they said she was nude getting a haircut, but her hands are covering herself.
Yeah, gives a crap.
Yeah. But with Franco and Geraldo, I mean, they're just showing a lot of skin, and it's not for a role. It's not like.
No, they're just vain.
Name? Yeah. What's his name? Who I have a crush on? I like The Rock Johnson. What's his
Dwayne
name?
The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he shows a lot of. But I mean, he's dressed as Hercules, and he's dressed in,
yeah,
you know,
he's known
a Roman.
For being diesel as F.
No, and that's everyone's like fitness person, you know? So, but anyhow, but he's not just sitting there just flexing in the bathroom mirror, just showing his V in front. And Geraldo's 150 years old. We're just like, ah.
I mean, Geraldo's body for what it is.
I
is
mean,
quite
he looks
good
for his age, yeah. But I mean, we just, you know, we don't even like him on the news.
No.
Let's just keep your clothes
no,
on.
Especially that mustache. Yeah. No chick wants to think about that thing between her legs.
Anyhow, 17's Jaden Smith.
Hate him.
Yeah, we could smack that guy.
I feel like this has been on film. Hated it.
Taylor
Unlikable.
Swift.
Unlikable. Hate his parents, and I hate him, and I hate his little sister, too.
Taylor Swift, I don't like
hate
her.
Hate Taylor Swift. I would definitely not pull out, don't get me wrong. But
Madonna.
Hate her. We already covered that.
Yeah.
This is a good list so far. Who researched this? Will Papageorgiou?
Katherine Heigl.
Hate her. Although, I'll say this. I saw that Ringer movie. I really sounded old there. That ring a picture. It was a talkie. I saw that, and I remember that was before she did anything. And I was like, that bitch has charisma, and she looks pretty screwable, too. You know me. I'm not a huge blonde fan
either. It says that she's made enemies with the...
Well, she's the same thing as Hathaway. Like, everyone has heard on set. She's just a C on wheels.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially in Hollywood, you have... This is going to get sexist, which I know we don't really like on this show, but...
And that's what she said about the movie Knocked Up, which really shot her up to stardom. She said it was sexist.
Oh, yeah. She started crapping all over it after the fact. Yeah. Real bitch. But they have this weird dynamic where if they got into acting at like 18, typically you're not getting noticed till you're like 28, something like that. Then your career's really kicking around 32, 33.
Yeah.
And then right when they're trying to get famous, they also have this very, very rapidly closing window of how can I parlay this fame into marrying a rich and or successful dude.
Yeah.
Or famous or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So then they always get married, have the kid quickly, and like fall off the face of the earth. And then it's like, oh, well, now I'm 40 and I had a kid.
Yeah.
And I had like this much momentum. And the chick who was 2 years behind me is now the star. Like Elizabeth Banks is the perfect example.
Yeah.
That chick had all these bit parts. You're like, that hot psychopath in the bath of the 40-year-old virgin. And then she starts getting big roles. Then she's married, poops out two kids because that's how reproduction works.
Yeah.
And she's wearing funny makeup and doing Hunger Games. And I'm not saying that's like a bit part. It is certainly something, and it's getting her a lot of recognition. Or she's like producing, what was it, Pitch Perfect, and has like a small role in that.
Yeah.
Made money producing it, but were you like, this is an Elizabeth Banks joint? No.
Yeah.
Who's first and foremost? Anna Kendrick, the new hot thing.
Yeah.
And then Anna Kendrick is going to get pregnant and have kids, and you'll realize, who gives a crap about Anna Kendrick? Wheel out the next one.
Well, he said, Seth Rogen says, it's not like we're the only people that she said some bat-ass crazy things about. That's kind of her bag now. And so that's kind of sad.
That was sweet of him.
I mean.
He kept it civil.
Miley Cyrus. She doesn't bother me.
She's the least hateable I've heard so far.
I mean, she doesn't really bother me. And I actually do like her music.
I mean, her shtick's tired. I don't care for the music
a
ton. I liked the older music, like the Party in the USA. You know,
Nicki Minaj, and actually she did on.
I like her rapping, I'll be honest.
Oh, she's so annoying on TV, though. She shouldn't be
I like
TV.
Me some looking
and
ass
said,
nigga.
After working
That's
with her
song.
On American Idol, Mariah Carey said it was like going to work every day in hell with Satan.
She's another C on
wheels, I don't
though.
Like her either.
That's like a movie starring Hathaway and, you know, what's her face from Grey's Anatomy. Heigl's.
Lindsay Lohan.
Of course they just see each other. No, I... Look, she's a drug-addled psychopath.
Yeah.
But all you'd ever have to do to convince me she's a good person is show me, like, Mean Girls and the stuff where she's dressed up like Santa and crap like that. And I just be like, oh, the pain.
She doesn't
away.
Really bother me so much. But Nicki Minaj, when she was on American Idol, I tried to watch it once and I couldn't even sit through it.
No, she's a horrible person.
Phil Robertson?
And
he doesn't bother me.
Well, Nicki Minaj, back to that. She's that like really fake silicon horse ass.
Yeah.
Which like, look, I'm not the white guy pulling at his tie at the end of Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted here. That's a dumpy, fat, gross ass. I'd hit it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Just to say I had. And maybe I'd get all turned around on it.
Right.
Because I've certainly screwed things that I used to think weren't good. Yeah. And then I go balls deep and I'm like, that was actually a blast.
Okay.
But that dumper, like in that video, was it Starships or whatever the hell that song was a couple of years ago? There were like scenes from behind the scenes of that shoot where it wasn't like the perfect flattering shots of her ass. Yeah.
Well, she's in that new movie.
You swore that they put a donkey in a pink bikini and like not in a nice way either.
No, and that's she's in that new movie with Cameron Diaz and it's, you know.
Oh, playing the token black friend.
Yeah, but I mean, she's got a big old booty. I mean, when she turns around, you're like, oh, watch the shelf, makes wide right turns.
Well, yeah, the wide it's hip really thing is kind of cool, but it's just like, it looks...
No, like a shelf, like the lady we saw yesterday or the day before in the lights, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyhow, Phil Robertson's out.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the Duck Dynasty old guy, I guess.
Oh, the gay hater or whatever. I don't care.
He doesn't bother me. Jennifer Lopez, she doesn't bother
Hate her.
She doesn't bother me.
Just another American Idol C, just huge ego.
Lady Gaga.
Don't hate her a ton.
She doesn't bother me either. I don't know.
The list is losing steam, as is the episode.
Juan Pablo.
Don't know who. Oh, The Bachelor or whatever. Yeah. These aren't celebs.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, hate her. I definitely hate her.
She doesn't bother me.
I remember when we were supposed to find her hot as little kids back in 95.
Yeah.
And she pulled them out in Shakespeare in Love. And she has two boobs that look like a banana. You know what I mean? Just like the end and the poison end of the banana with the brown tip. No one wants to put that in their mouth. And that maxim extends to her breasts.
Leanne, there
was a video or a movie video where she was a neighbor of Joaquin Phoenix. It was a weird indie film.
Yeah.
And like she's banging this old married guy who's played by Stanley Tucci, if I recall. And near the end, they're like whacking it on the phone to each other. And she just walks to the window and pulls out her tit.
Ugh.
That was like the best thing I've seen her do. Certainly better than Pepper Potts-ing it.
Leanne Rimes.
I hate her. Really hate her.
Leanne Rimes?
Yeah. Again, not so much for the finished product. It's just everything I've ever heard about her. Yeah. Is she's incredibly unlikable, insecure. Yeah. Like she broke up that dude's marriage or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was
cool.
Banging a much dirtier, whorier chick.
Yes.
Like the one that took loads from Gerard Butler or something. I forget. Brandy Glanville or something.
I'm not sure.
Like she's a real dirty pump.
And she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like Leanne Rimes would just be like, oh, I read about this in the Cosmo. This is how you men like it. And the other chick is just like, oh, give me a men's room and just pump one in me.
Kris Jenner.
Which is that the man or the woman?
It's the wife.
Yeah,
it's
I hate that one.
Kardashian's mom.
I really hate that one.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? He sucks.
I mean, I didn't like him being so pompous when they did the video.
Again, ego is the common thread here. That's what
Chris Brown hates. Is number two.
I used to really like his music, I'll be honest. But
I mean, he didn't bother me. I don't hate him. You know?
No, he bugs me because he's so effing dumb. Like, and he is just a dick like you wouldn't believe.
Is he? I don't know.
Oh, it's like down to his knee. And I'm just like, oh, that's
I mean, some
nice.
People, I just look at them and I want to mash their face like Mariah Carey.
It's just, oh, it's so awesome that you're famous and you bang models and you're equipped with that. Like, why couldn't God have given me something? Like, just give him like a little cashew. Like, I want Chris Brown to look like testicles with a clitoris.
And who's going to be number one? Go ahead, call it.
Number one on the hated list.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say, like, Dennis Rodman or something.
No. Rodman.
Man or woman?
I'll give you, it's a couple.
Oh, a couple. And it isn't the Jenner. Oh, Kanye and the.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I hate them both. As much as I used to find her incredibly effable.
He seems like a box of rocks. I mean, he's making money, but he's making like dumb money. You know what I mean? He's just.
Well, welcome to America.
I mean, you don't want to, you know, you're like, oh, who's the 12 famous people you want to have dinner with? Kanye's not on my list. Patrick Swayze? You can put him there.
Oh, poor Patrick. R.I.P. What the hell's playing? What is this? Oh, it's a Muppets ad. That's nice.
Oh.
So I potted up. Thanks, CNN, for your nonstop. Oh, no, that was askmen.com.
Yeah.
Screw you. Why can't I just bring up the computer and I don't have Animal going blah, 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 blah? All right. Start. Oh, no. That's even the wrong computer. I am a double dummy. Okay. There we go. Allison.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You bought us a whole chunk of episode.
How about that?
For that, I am eternally grateful.
You're most welcome, darling.
This was Papa's Basement, hosted over at inpapasbasement.com.
Ooh, sounds good.
Our interjection. I like it. Shows go up twice a week, more or less, Monday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Some of my writing's up there, too. So there's a lot to do on the site.
Yeah.
Like, if you liked this show, go there. You'll find all the old episodes and lots of other stuff to kill time with. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me on Twitter or Instagram, at Papa's Basement. Allison over there, you want her on the same, too? It is at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. If you like the show, please tell your friends about it. That is, since I have zero advertising budget, word of mouth is all I got.
Yeah.
So please, don't shut the hell up. Last but not least, if you want to make sure you're not missing a single episode, inpapasbasement.com/iTunes to do the iTunes subscription thing. Please rate us there. And again, subscribe. That's what actually helps the numbers out. And Stitcher, same thing, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher. If you use that app, like us there, subscribe. I don't know what the hell you do. It just says, like, I appear in X playlists. And I want that list to move up.
Yeah.
And it had been doing well, and it's still doing okay. So please do that. All right, that's about it. And we'll bang out another episode in a second.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.